In the wake of President Trump's executive order on immigration, people living in the U.S. undocumented face an uncertain future. Immigration and Customs Enforcement have realigned who they prioritize for deportation to include anyone in the country illegally, even if they have not been convicted of a serious crime. WOSU's Esther Honig reports a small group of concerned citizens are organizing to help undocumented Columbus families dealing with deportation.
When I find Virginia Nunez Gutierrez, she's pulling a bag of diapers from the trunk of her white Explorer.
We have a diaper gap fund and we buy diapers, so we're getting some of those that we were able to get. And then also, a church donated some clothes for the baby. And I'm grabbing that bag, knock on her door real quick.
Her arms full, Nunez Gutierrez climbs the steps to an old brick apartment. She says it's her third trip to this location.
So right now, we're with a family who was recently separated. The mom and dad have been living here in the United States for about 13 years, and they're originally from Guatemala, and dad just got deported.
A pair of eyes peeks through the blinds. Then a small woman cautiously cracks open the front door.
Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Traes la reportera?
She's undocumented and fears deportation, so WOSU has agreed not to use her full name, just Perez. In her living room, Perez cradles her four-month-old son. Her seven-year-old is asleep upstairs, but there's someone missing.
Pues la verdad sentí como que el mundo se me vino encima.
Perez says it felt like her world ended when 2 weeks ago her husband was deported back to Guatemala. He was out running errands when he was picked up by an ICE agent. After being detained, he petitioned to remain in the U.S., but was given a final order of removal for being in the country illegally and driving without a license. Now, the family is without their main breadwinner. Perez has a job cleaning rooms, but without her husband's income from washing cars, there isn't enough to afford diapers, food, bills. She says she would have had to leave the apartment if it weren't for Nunez Gutierrez, who raised $900 to pay her rent. Nunez Gutierrez also helped the family connect with an immigration lawyer and organize their paperwork. She's scanned her documents into an online folder. That way, if it ever comes down to it, Perez may be able to fight her own deportation. But this is not Nunez Gutierrez's full-time job. The following week, I meet her at her office in Franklinton.
So we're at Bottoms Up Coffee Co-op, so that's 1069 West Broad Street.
She's a community health worker and an instructor who discovered the Perez family by chance, and she wanted to help. So she made a post to Facebook.
Okay, so this is all I wrote, really. Okay, people, here's your chance. A Hispanic man has been detained for 15 days. He has no criminal record. His wife is left here in Columbus.
That post received dozens of comments and shares from people eager to donate food, money, or diapers.
And that's how we got started in the beginning, because we saw, wow, there's a lot of support, but how do you channel that?
Less than a month later, and Nunez Gutierrez is already helping three other families. Together with a small group of friends, she's building a network for families struggling in the aftermath of a deportation. By using a private Facebook group and WhatsApp, an encrypted messaging service, she can safely connect with undocumented individuals to warn of a potential sighting of ICE, or put families in touch with an immigration lawyer. And there's an online community where people can make donations. As the daughter of immigrants from Venezuela, Nunez Gutierrez says she empathizes with these families, even if not everyone agrees with what she's doing.
And since you were born on that side and you came looking for a better life, then you don't deserve to be advocated for? Absolutely not.
Then, midway through our conversation, she gets a phone call.
So I just got a call from someone that, a social service agency around here, that referred me to a woman who her husband got detained on Friday.
It's another family. The husband has been detained for a 30-year-old conviction of driving without a license. His wife is several months pregnant and has been left with zero income. Esther Honig, WOSU News.